Because I'm gay. I want to suck you off every day. Because I'm gay.
Baby, I love
Christmas
you.
Time.
Is it? Why do you have the whole paper towel roll?
Because I have a cold.
You have a cold?
I'm getting over it.
I feel like I'm getting one a little bit.
Just use tissues rather than...
Do you have tissues?
Yeah, hold on.
It's a lot less rough on your nose.
That's true. Less expensive.
Yeah.
Always his eye on the fucking bottom line, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's not worried about my nose.
That's classic Nick.
He's worried about me wasting the ridges. The ridges that would pick up, soak up liquid.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the money. I don't want, if you have a cold, you're blowing your nose all over my paper towels and picking the paper towels back up and I use them to clean the kitchen.
Nah, dude, you can't. Yeah, you're right. Because honestly,
can keep that box of tissues. You can have
it. I don't want it.
Adam was the one that said it was less expensive. I said I use those.
I never brought up price.
Adam, yeah, he did. We can go ahead. We can literally do that now.
Really?
Yeah, let's do
it. Whoa,
that's
awesome.
We'll play it back later. And then...
Okay, here we go.
All right, I think this one I'm actually
It's too
innocent.
Expensive.
Yeah.
It's too expensive, towels.
You said it was, it's less expensive.
I just played it.
The towel is too expensive.
That was me.
Well,
actually.
It's December.
Can you turn my headphones up a little bit?
So now you know.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Everybody's talking about playing the Resident Evil remake on PlayStation 4 that came out 6 years ago instead of.
I hear it's very scary.
Instead of seeing their family.
Is it scary?
Yeah.
I've never played it.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
The last Resident Evil that came out?
No.
Not at all, man.
No.
Not the newest one.
It's no good.
The newest one you didn't like?
I'm going to hire an abuela to throw shoes at you.
That would be awesome.
A small one, please. An abuelita.
Mm-hmm.
An abuelita?
Yeah. A tiny woman.
Do you think... How many grandmas do you think are good at sucking dick?
I hate when people pretend like that's like a harsh punishment.
What's that?
Someone throwing a shoe at you.
Yeah, most of the time when I was I was threatened with a shoe and I was threatened with a spoon a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
wooden spoon.
You always chose the spoon. Because fuck them.
Yeah.
And then that's how you got big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll show you spoon. I'm going to wear you out. This fucking repeated pudding use. Mm-hmm. I'll eat so much pudding that the spoon will wear through.
Oh, yeah.
And I ultimately had the last laugh. But no, it was mostly, honestly, it was mostly... ceremonial, getting a shoe thrown at you.
It was a threat. What do you mean ceremonial?
Like George Bush.
You did it at Christmas time?
No, I guess not quite ceremonial. What's the word I'm looking for? It was like a big show.
Symbolic.
Symbolic.
Yeah.
But you actually got it from them?
Yeah, like, I would get a shoe thrown at me.
Mm-hmm.
Thrown.
Yeah. Well, what his family would do is, they couldn't afford a TV. So
we had plenty of TVs.
They would project that film onto Staub's ass.
No. I was not that big as a child.
He had to use his ass.
I was a fat child, but still a regular sized child.
And often there would be an evil character. His mom doesn't know the difference between
my
movies.
My mom knows the movies and reality.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't.
So she's like, that's the bad guy? And she would start throwing her shoes at Stav's ass.
If anything, my grandma might not know the difference, but my mom does.
If your grandma saw that movie of the train,
she'd be like,
it's going to run me over.
Mm-hmm. I saw it.
But if your dad saw it, he would bend over and pull his ass cheeks apart to get the train into his ass.
My father?
Yeah.
No, he understands movies.
But if he didn't, that's how he would respond.
I don't think my dad would allow a fucking locomotive.
If he was in that theater, instead of running and screaming, he would pull his pants down and open his ass wide and hope the whole train would go in his ass.
It's a funny image.
For sexual pleasure.
We both know that's not possible.
I know, I don't.
Possible.
I don't know that.
Okay.
Anyway, Nick, you were saying?
Everyone running out of the theater and your dad just with his ass pulled open. Don't worry, everyone. I'll save us.
He's a hero.
Get behind my ass.
I'll save us, everyone.
He's a hero. That is so him, honestly.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Just being so self-sacrificing.
Yeah, people are like, you know, they were afraid because they thought the train was real. And it was like, no, the Holocaust just happened.
Mm. No, that's not when that movie
came out. That's what happened. Yep.
That's not when that movie came out, Nick. There were plenty of movies.
Get on the train.
They're going to have to get on
the train.
No, Nick. Mm-hmm. But there were plenty of movies that came out before the Holocaust. People knew what movies were.
Silence!
No, the only movie that ever came out before the Holocaust was...
was the train movie?
Birth of a Nation.
Balto.
And Balto.
Balto came out before that.
The one with the dog.
Dude, it's so funny that this... So this Cats movie sucks, and no one's going to see it.
I want to see it.
I want to see it, too.
It's the one movie where they can't point to any... They can't be like, oh, it's anti-Catites.
Yeah.
You know, it just sucks. And it's like one of, it's so refreshing to have something that just sucks dick and not have to...
And everyone can be like, this sucks
dick.
Oh,
it's because women... You know, it's because people aren't ready for...
Like Charlie's Angels failed because there was too many women involved.
Men are gonna but people are doing the same thing with Little Women. They're like, oh, men aren't going to see it because they can't handle stories that don't center their experiences.
No.
I would never...
It's just boring.
Here's the thing. Yeah. There's only been one movie that's ever like kind of centered my experiences, and it's that
Call Me By Your Name.
Mike Birbiglia movie about fucking improv. And I would...
Brokeback Mountain.
I would never go see that fucking movie.
Are you sure it's not the two I said?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Adam, what do you think?
I think Stav might be on to something.
I think actually Call Me By Your Name really centers Nick's experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you haven't seen any movie because you get hung up at the concession stand.
He has arguments.
Look, dude, I'm just saying the prices are outrageous. Yeah. I can get popcorn. And it's like, look, I'm willing to pay a small fee to bring my own popcorn in. Mm-hmm. Can we barter that?
I used to do that when I was in high school.
Did you?
I'd bring it in a backpack. Bring snacks in a backpack.
I know what you mean. That improv movie looks so fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Where it's like one of them makes it and it's like whatever.
Does one of them molest everyone else?
I would never go see a stand-up comedy. I didn't finish Funny People.
The first hour does rock, though. The part that's about stand-up.
It's funny.
I will admit, yes, if every movie... But that's the thing. I'd see one of those movies and I'd be like, all right, that was good. I wouldn't see it every time.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing. In Little Women, if one of the women, she gets a fucking puppy and the Russian mafia kills it, and then one of the women kills 100 guys to take, to be like, fuck you, now I'm an assassin again, then I'll go see Little Women. But if it's a movie about being on the fucking prairie.
Yeah, how little are these women?
And fucking, oh yeah, how tiny are their pussies?
I want to see how small they are.
Okay, hold on.
I won't go see.
Are they women with little pussies?
Are they miniature adult women?
Because then my dick might feel really big.
I won't go see. Like a Tinkerbell sized bitch.
I'm not going to go see.
No, it's too small.
1917 either.
That looks kind of good.
Well, you're anti-war.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick's a pacifist.
Well, it's movies. It's 1917. It's about the age of women that Adam dates.
That's not true.
Got his ass.
Yeah. Adam's like,
we need a got his ass drop.
Yeah, Adam's like, he wants to go see Little Women. He's like, but I gotta make sure they look like guys. I gotta make sure they're on SSRIs.
Adam's mad because he
like
thinks
guys.
It's about Asian women.
Yeah,
he's like, what the hell?
That's racist.
Did these
guys.
Little Women live in Bushwick? Are they 22 and they have borderline personalities?
I haven't fucked anyone from Bushwick in a while.
Did one of their boyfriends who listens to my podcast recently dump them and they're looking for revenge?
They're looking for revenge.
That has never literally ever happened to me. But
yeah,
multiple times it's happened to you. What was I going to say? I heard that Pete Holmes show, speaking of things about stand-up.
Oh, my God, that looks like absolute...
I never saw it, but I heard that he writes into the show him fucking women.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of a pro move.
I respect that, actually.
I got a tip
of the hat. Tip of the hat to Pete Holmes.
Originally, the show was called Smashing. And he was like, what if it's a show where I... fuck. And it's me. And I'm fucking.
And I'm fucking.
And I'm fucking. And you're watching it. You're watching me fuck.
And I'm smiling.
And we're all watching me fuck. And it's like, what is this? Comedic genius, Pete Holmes.
I love that he plays like himself at like 20, and he's like a 37-year-old man also.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just
somebody told me he makes John Mulaney older than him on the show.
Is he not in real life?
He uses Irishman technology to...
Oh,
I know. Wow. I think they're the
De-aging.
Same.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But John That's Mulaney hilarious. Looks very...
Yeah, if one of them had...
Very
to,
boyish.
John Mulaney might be able to do that with a backwards cap.
He's a boy. He's a sprightly fellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, Little Women, I guess I'll see it. People say it's really good, but I saw Knives Out, and that sucked absolute cock.
Why didn't you go see good, Gems, dude? You love basketball.
Because I'm going to see it with a friend.
On
I
Christmas
promise.
Day? Oh, you later on.
Later on, which was a crazy mistake.
Yeah, you should have just seen it.
I know, and lied about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see Good Time, the Safdie Brothers' first movie. That shit rocked my cock.
The last one they just made.
Yeah. That shit looked that was awesome.
It was
dude.
Sick, dude.
And
Robert Pattinson was so good at being a guy from Queens. It's
and here's
really
the thing,
impressive.
I know guys like those Greek guys, those second or third generation Greek guys that become total fucking like scummy.
Oh yeah, they're Greek in the movie.
Yeah,
right?
I know 100 of those guys, and he nailed it, dude.
He crushed
those guys
it.
Are just like, you know, take advantage of their grandmothers and like the dumb bitches that they date and shit.
Dude, I'm a Robert Pattinson fan.
Me
bro.
Too, dude.
I'm excited for him to be Batman.
Me too, honestly. That Batman, I can't believe they got me again. I'm excited to see a Batman.
Yeah.
Because fucking...
He's sick.
He's playing Batman, but also the villains, big dick fucking, that big dick Irish guy.
Who?
What's his name, dude? Who's his name? Bruges?
Colin Farrell?
Colin Farrell's the Riddler, I think.
I love Colin Farrell.
And then it was going to be fucking Jonah Hill. That would have been fucking cool, but they got someone else.
The second season of True Detective, I didn't think was very good. But I thought that Colin Farrell was so sick.
I didn't see that shit.
There's a scene where he relapses on coke and he just throws down like a mountain of coke on a table and he just does it.
That's tight.
And he's just going full Colin Farrell.
Respect.
It's amazing.
I didn't think Knives Out looked good, but it got 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. Usually that's pretty good.
Yeah. You don't listen. I don't listen to the critics, dude.
And it had a good cast, but they have Lakeith Stanfield in there, and that mother, all he does the whole movie is like look surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And then fucking James Bond talks so... He talks like Foghorn fucking Leghorn. It sucks.
Daniel Craig?
Yeah.
He's in it?
Yeah, he's like the main guy.
Oh, true. What? How was your weekend, Nick? What'd you been up to?
I don't know. I just sat on the couch and watched The Sopranos.
My little brother's sick. Rewatching it. Yeah. My brother's up for the holidays.
I spend so much time watching The Sopranos and...
It's a good thing to spend your time.
The older you get, the more important it becomes.
Absolutely.
You know?
It's more finite. Just about us, dude.
Yeah. Without even thinking about it, I clapped and went, "All right, Tony." By myself in my apartment.
Ben O'Brien pointed this out, but my favorite part of that show is when Tony treats himself to a murder. When it's just like he's spoiling himself.
I'm going to do this one.
Yeah this
I'm
going to
do this
me.
One myself.
Yeah. Or even when he knows he's not supposed to.
Uh-huh.
It's awesome, dude.
Mm-hmm. I watched the one yesterday where, you know, Adriana and Tony in a car getting coke and
that's
into a
awesome.
Car accident, and then like Chris is, you know, everybody's talking shit about Chris, and so he goes to not kill Tony, but he goes in and he points a gun on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they take him out into the field and they're going to kill Chris, and then and then they get the doctor cuz, you know, Tony B like intervenes, and the doctor's like, "Yeah, no, there's no way she was sucking Tony's dick because she had like lacerations from the seatbelt." And then, you know, Chris is like, "I guess I believe you."
Yeah.
And then he's like, "Well, you guess." You know, he's like, "Yeah, it doesn't mean." He's like, "Everybody thinks it now. So now it only matters what other people
perception.
Think. I got to live in this world."
Smart idea.
Now I'm Joey Jerkoff. And then it's just like a shot of like Tony's face, and you think he's kind of processing it, which should be a very easy thing for anyone to understand, but you feel like it finally got through to Tony.
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, yeah, I guess, like, I'm just, like, I'm reckless, and my fucking actions, like, yeah, even hanging out, like, I'm not fucking Adriana, but, like, the result of my actions or even, like, flirting with that idea."
But you also feel like he's gonna fuck her if they don't get in that car accident.
Yeah, so he's like, you know, but Melfi already praised him for coming in and, like, talking about the, you know, discussing it rather than, like, just acting on the impulse. So, like, he's, like, just fucking... He's like, you know, he finally, like... Maybe it finally clicks with Tony.
Yeah.
But he's, like, looking at Chris, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm, like, I'm just being fucking reckless, and I'm, like, hurting my nephew by doing it." And then it just immediately cuts to him in Melfi's office. He's like, "I should have fucked her."
Which he's right. Yeah. Damn, respect to Tony. I love him. I wish I was Tony Soprano. It all ended so good for him. And if I was Tony, I would have fucked her. And pretty much everyone.
Yeah, if I was Tony, I would have been the boss of the whole region. I would have taken over the New York. Yeah, the New York, the South Jersey.
Maybe even South Jersey.
Philly. I would have consolidated everything. I would have been
under me.
Yeah.
I would have. Yeah. I would
have. The capo, tutti capo.
The tutti capo. The capo de manacotte.
I remember liking that Tony B storyline. I think it's dumb this time around.
Yeah, that's one that the first time around it's crushing, and then you care
because you're so happy to see fucking
Buscemi.
Buscemi. Mm-hmm.
You know, Buscemi.
It doesn't make any sense because he's like everything is going right for him. He literally finds $12,000 and he has like one bad night, and then his girlfriend bitches at him,
uh-huh.
and he's like, "Well, time to throw it all away." And
but
it's
don't
like,
you get the sense he wants to?
No, because prior to that, he didn't have any of that good fortune. He was going to just continue working at the fucking laundromat.
Yeah.
And like, why didn't that break him? Why didn't the reality of working in that fucking laundry facility, uh-huh. like slowly trying, this was like a 5-year plan and it was accomplished overnight. And then he has like one bad day and he like beats the fuck. Prior to that, he had already had the truck stolen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have to rewatch it.
So all these
it.
Things that like seriously tested his fucking patience, and he seemed like he's the guy that intervenes and like stops Tony from killing Chris.
The more
and then
your
out of it, it's just like one thing with his fuck. He has like one fight with
perhaps it was the straw that broke the camel's back.
I don't know.
I haven't seen it and I don't remember it, but I will argue that perhaps it was.
Well, really? What I want to do is open a penis sucker.
I want to have. Yeah, you just want to go charge guys to suck their cock.
Well, I want
to
be a masseur, so we're going to bring guys in and then. You know, I was thinking maybe I sucked her cock at the end.
Really differentiate myself from the other businesses around here.
Well, a lot of these places, they just have Chinese women do it. Figure if I get in there, you know.
Oh, fuck. Damn, this is the literal Christmas episode. This comes out on Christmas.
Mm.
Wow. We got to do some Christmas surprises for the episode.
Uh-huh.
Any Christmas? Okay.
Whoa, Adam.
I thought just for a nice little Christmas surprise, I could have just...
You should do what?
That
do
I could just...
Well, you could just suck a guy's cock.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to bleep that out.
Adam, what race do you hate the most?
Whoa, dude. I'd never...
He's not done.
That's the longest one I've heard.
And all women.
Yes.
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 Mm. What are we doing for? What are you guys doing for Christmas?
I thought I was going to do something, but I think I might actually stay here and do nothing.
I'm doing Christmas.
I don't know.
I'm going to Christmas.
Where?
My friend's parents' house.
Are you going to
Rockland County?
Christmas?
Christmas Eve.
Wow.
Ecuadorian Christmas.
Interesting.
Yeah.
A little Feliz Navidad, actually.
A little Feliz Navidad.
Sucking on my dick.
Yeah. Police suck my dick.
Police, that's
I
right.
hope I get
police
a present.
Police suck my dick.
I hope Santa
you won't
Claus
get a correct present.
Police suck my dick, Prospero, and you'll please suck my dick.
Well, I got his mom a nice present today, so this bitch owes me a present.
I
want to
suck you a very penis.
That's right.
Suck
you a very penis. From the bottom of my ass.
Suck me very bad.
Oh, dude. What would Gene not say?
He wouldn't say that.
Suck me very good.
He wouldn't say that.
He's an Elvis person.
He said that would be disrespectful.
I was like, could you just say suck me very dick as Elvis? And he's like... that would be disrespectful.
Suck me very dick. I forgot about that. That had a real run, dude. We were saying that for a while.
Yeah.
That's the magic of cinema. It's that movie, that Hollywood magic.
That Hollywood movie magic.
Mm.
Dude, speaking of Hollywood, you know what's a good movie, dude? Barbershop 2. And Barbershop, for
uh-huh.
that matter.
Yeah, I like how Cedric the Entertainer is racist
he's,
to black
and,
people.
And he's got some great... In Barbershop 2, Cedric's going like, you know, Osama, Saddam, they all up in a... They in a mansion together. They're just hanging out. He's just like giving these awesome conspiracy theories.
Uh-huh.
You know...
He was right, dude.
I want to see what Cedric's character has to say about Epstein from the Barbershop movies. That's got to make its way into Barbershop 4.
You can't be a player anymore.
I also love that the big...
Let me ask you something. How come Epstein, Weinstein, Dershowitz...
No.
Let him go, Adam. He's making
what is,
a point.
I don't know what he's trying to say.
Oh, we all know what Cedric's trying to say.
I also love that the antagonist in Barbershop 2 is like a gentrifying barbershop called Nappy Cuts. That just has incredible amenities. They have like fish tanks.
Mm-hmm.
They have like sushi.
They don't have.
It makes no. It's the as a business, it makes no sense.
I told you about that barbershop, that Dominican barbershop I went to in Bushwick once when I first moved here, and they had straight up pornography playing.
Hell yeah, the one by me,
hardcore pornography.
The one by me has cockfights that they're
videos?
Playing from the internet. No, like live, they're betting on them.
Oh, I was in. I was in Puerto Rico with my ex girlfriend. They had a place advertising cockfights.
Yeah, dude.
And then I was like, "You see this?" And she's like, she laughed or whatever. And she was like, no. I was like, yeah, no, that's literally what's going on in there.
Yeah.
She thought it was like the name of the place.
Cockfights?
I'm like, no, we're in like a different culture.
Yeah.
Of course they abuse animals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, they don't have electricity after 6 p.m.
They don't, yeah.
They're going to abuse animals.
Right.
What else?
Trust me, don't worry. In a couple of months, God will take care of this place. This was, of course, 2016.
Yeah. Pre-hurricane.
And I was right. Me and my fellow Christians, we prayed for those chickens.
The lives of those good
We prayed for those
Christian chickens.
Thank God.
And
you know
God
chickens
gently
were
sent a gentle, he blew a gentle kiss towards Puerto Rico in the direction of those chickens and cleaned it of its sins.
And now they can rebuild as a godly nation.
It's sintitasas. It's...
I want to suck you a very penis.
I want to suck you a very penis.
I'm thinking if I'm with Latins for Christmas, I should like, because they all believe in ghosts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I should maybe do like a prank where they think like.
The ghosts of Christmas
the
past.
The ghosts of Christmas past.
Maybe they should do like a Mexican Christmas carol, right?
Okay.
That's what it's called. And Scrooge is like, I don't like Christmas. And then the ghost shows up and he's like, I'm the ghost. He's like, oh no. He's like, no, I'm just you from the future.
Yeah.
So, no, you have to go away. He's like, no, I'm not going to hurt you.
I'm you, dude.
I
look
just
want to
teach you the meaning of Christmas.
I'm just going to show you. It's like, I'm more of a spirit than a ghost. It's even worse.
So the guy's, he's lost his accent in the future?
Sure.
Yeah.
And then he's like, he has to go hire, he's like, I guess I got to hire somebody to go talk to this guy on my behalf.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes into the Home Depot parking lot. He's like, I'm looking for, where are you guys going?
he's scary.
He's so scared. There is a ghost.
That would be good, man. Let's get that into production ASAP.
Yeah.
It's so funny that, like, you know, how much more effective the KKK would have been had it been
Hispanics.
Mexican guys. Yeah.
Yeah, they would have been so scared.
They're like, why don't we, like, you know, we don't want to be racist
because
we can't say these things outright. Maybe if we just scare black people into moving to New York.
That's what you think.
That's what
the KKK
that's
was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were like,
gotcha.
Let's just.
I'm going to dispute that fact, but
with
that's
what?
Fine.
With ice cream?
Yes. With Rocky Road.
There's that Ben and Jerry's has like, because everybody catches shit for everything, but Ben and Jerry's just has like a Black Lives Matter ice cream flavor.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, if I feel like anyone else had done that, they wouldn't have gotten away with it.
Yeah,
but
ben
they
and
walk
Jerry's
the walk,
is woke,
baby.
Yeah, they're Bernie.
They're Bernie bros.
It doesn't matter, even if you're like.
What does it taste like? That's the real question.
It's very fucking good.
That's why we're Bernie bros, so we can make jokes about Black Lives Matter's ice cream shit.
You know
what's
comedy
actually
show?
Racist?
We're not an ice cream company.
You
know
same thing, dude.
You know what's
basically.
Racist?
We're a business.
We are a business. We're a person.
We're
in
three
sense.
Independent
we're corporate,
businesses.
We're a corporate
yeah, dude.
Personhood.
Which is beautiful.
We together are not a business. If you're, say, for example, some sort of lawyer looking to sue any individual
sue
member.
Sue Nick.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
You can't. I can't. I'm not responsible for the things that either of you do or say.
Right. Okay.
That really comes in handy.
But you suggest most of the things that I do and say.
Not true.
Yeah, you do. Most
you
of the
you did
time.
Suggest to suck to for him to suck your penis.
And look how it turned out.
That was a suggestion.
And he did take it.
He's now the president
of your corporation
of Dick Sucking
LLC.
Yeah, we got this this guy Adam who's going to be working in the massage parlor. Yeah, Tony doesn't like him, but I don't know, he does good work.
I don't know what it is about this guy.
Fuck.
You know, first you work here, I think you're lazy American and criminal. But now I see how hard you suck dick. I'm going to give you the money for your business. your dick sucking business because you think like Korean. And before anyone gets mad at me, that was the character.
That's what from the character Sopranos, like. The guy that owns
a pretty
laundry,
good impression.
Was, yeah, very close.
Dude, you know what's fucked up and racist?
Jeez, Adam, you can take a day off.
No.
You don't have
but
to.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Man who loves his work has no work at all. Confucius.
I never work a day in
you,
my life.
I tell you what, Tony.
I'll be doing the Adam character in this bit. Yeah. Okay. Don't worry.
Adam, listen, I got to talk to you. I don't know if you're trying to take off for Hanukkah or... Oh, perfect. Keep doing that.
Mmm, yummy. What, you were saying something, Tony?
I don't sound like that.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't, dude. You know I don't.
I don't sound like that.
I don't sound like that.
I don't sound like that.
I sound different.
I sound cooler than that.
No.
I sound cool. I sound so fucking cool. I live in Brooklyn where I'm cool.
No, dude, I hate Brooklyn. You know
I've been in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah,
where
you moving to fucking lower, fucking Dime Square, bitch? Yeah.
No, dude.
Dime Square, dude. Pebbles La Dime, Dime Square.
I want to move to like Sunnyside or Woodside.
Yeah,
Pebbles La Dime, Dime.
Woodside, stay the fuck out of Queens, bitch. That's
no,
my
I
want
to move to Queens, dude. I love it.
Copier.
Yeah. Honestly, it's the best borough in
it
New
is,
York.
It is, copier.
I'm not copying you.
You're copying moving to Queens.
I like how much of Queens is a cemetery. It's goth vibes.
It is goth, and you don't deserve it. You deserve to be here.
I like how many different languages, 160
you're,
languages
you're about to
spoken.
Be chased out.
I like walking around in a place where no one wants to talk to me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No one can
well,
get
here.
Mad at me.
That's here.
No, that's not true.
People don't want to talk to you here.
People want to talk to me here, but they don't want to say nice things. I feel like I'm criticized a lot less.
That is
an
important distinction.
I was in Queens for lunch today. Well,
fuck, dude. Where were you?
In, what's it with an E?
Where'd you go?
With
an E?
With an E, yeah. Elmhurst.
Where'd you go?
To this place, this Thai place. It's banging.
Interesting.
La Moon.
Let me check my phone. Let me check my messages. Didn't see anything from Adam.
I was with a girl, dude.
For lunch, dude?
Yeah.
Who was it?
I don't know, but she might be the one.
You don't know who it is, but
I don't know her name, but she might be the one.
Oh, yeah? What was the what did the pussy do? Did it do some tricks?
Yep. Pretty much. Pretty much. It was so good that it lasted like 35 seconds.
That's awesome, bro.
That's how good it was.
Damn, I'd love to blast... I'd love to blast inside of a woman at some point soon.
Inside of her?
Yeah.
I want to have a kid 2020.
That would be nice. No
I
gotta
condom. Get a, I got to get a bitch pregnant in the first 3 months of 2020, that means.
Why?
So I could have a kid by the end of the year.
Why do you want to do that?
Because I want to be a single father. Everyone loves single fathers. Every Disney Channel movie.
That would be so funny.
The single father
kid.
Is such a good
so,
guy.
Just cut to whatever kind of Elliot Rodger shooting his fucking half Asian, half Jewish son.
No.
He's like, my fucking dad is a faggot. And it's woman's fault.
Dude, I would love it if you had a kid, honestly. I would love it. Or you, Nick. I just want a baby in my life that I can love that's not mine.
My friend's got a little cousin.
My family will be
a secret.
Yeah.
Like Joe Rogan style.
We only do some Quiet Place shit, but we're only speaking in sign language.
Quiet Place shit. You have to walk on
sand.
Teach
them how to fucking weld and do carpentry and keep them away from the outside world.
No way, dude. I'm doing it Dominican style. I'm going to have multiple
families.
My
daughter's like 14. She's like, Dad, what are takes? And I'm like, who told you about that?
You're trying to protect her.
They're nothing. Don't worry about it. There's no such thing as takes.
She goes into the attic and just finds like printed out message boards.
Yeah, just like a fucking old Dell from 1998. Yeah. Boop, boop, just booting up.
Takes you to what was the one message board that everybody from Weird Twitter was on?
Something awful.
Takes you to, she just finds some of those, I think.
Or 4chan.
Ooh, 4chan. Dude, 4chan always scared me. I hated 4chan.
Shout out to 4chan. Shout out to the homies.
I always thought 4chan was gay.
It was gay, but it also scared me. Because they would have like you know, child pornography and like people dying and you were fat women shitting.
You were afraid you'd be into it.
Mm. I was not afraid I'd be into child pornography. Thought you'd be into
that shit. Was more into Rotten.com.
Just stuff like at home. His face covered in chocolate and getting chocolate all over the keys, looking scared, trying to get the back button out of 4chan.
Yeah, but the button's
I didn't
working.
Understand message board. I didn't know what the anon fucking meant at the time. I've put
you
it together
you
now.
You didn't know the word anonymous?
I didn't. Why does everybody have the same name? It was weird.
But you just didn't know the word anonymous. It's Greek. It's a Greek word.
I knew the word, but it was like, why is everyone's name
you
that?
You probably knew a guy named Anonymous. That's
no,
why.
No, that's not a guy's name.
You probably thought it was a Greek guy named Anonymous.
I was like, why is Anonymous posting all this child pornography?
Yeah. I'm on this forum
anonymous.
For Greek guys. I know it is, because everyone's got
anonymous
a Greek name, and it's filled with child pornography. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm. But it's scaring me. Guys, I tell you what, if you're trying to get your penis hard.
Hard as fuck.
Why don't you take it away, fellas.
If you're trying to get your little fucking prickadel stiff-a-roon, then what you need is not diet and exercise and, you know, living a better lifestyle, doing less drugs. What you need is to keep doing all that cool stuff.
But take another drug, an extra
BlueChew.
Drug.
BlueChew.com.
Yeah.
You need to go to the doctor who will tell you, yep, everything you're doing is great. You have anxiety. Wink, wink. Here you go. Here are some dick pills. And that's what you, and listen, and you'll get the stiff. In fact, does anybody have a Blue Chew I can borrow?
No.
You're out?
Yeah, I'm waiting for my new shipment.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I should resubscribe.
I need to resubscribe, dude.
It's cool.
Fuck. Well, yeah. If anyone is listening.
I was so dependent on him. I wanted to see what I could do au naturel.
Yeah, can you do? Yeah, I tried to go clean, but then I had a little relapse.
You know what I did is just start. You have to like get back into like beating off to your imagination.
Uh-huh.
And then that sucks for a while.
Absolutely.
But then it works.
Yeah, but don't do what we're saying. Mm-hmm. Go to BlueChew.com/cumtown or whatever.
Put in the promo code.
Yeah, you have to no stimulants for you can't like you got to beat off your mind, and then after you get used to that, you can go back to playing Battlefield 1 and pretending like you're in the trenches.
Uh-huh.
And the Tommies need to beat off to stay warm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you're doing it for warmth.
And it's not good
to stave off trench foot.
I turn the volume all the way up on my noise canceling PlayStation 4 headphones and listen to just the sounds of we are taking objective dog. And I pretend the Japanese are coming to take objective dog.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I then can I get hard. But if you have that problem, if you can't get hard in any other circumstance, you can take a little shortcut called Blue Chew.
Blue Chew. And listen, they got the good shit. You think this is gas station, you know, what? You don't know what's in there? No. You're getting generic versions of fucking Cialis and Viagra.
You think we don't know what this shit is?
It's Tadalafil and
Tadalafil. No, this
and
is stuff.
Sildenafil.
This is FDA approved.
Sildenafil.
It's real shit, motherfuckers.
It's real.
And it gets your cock stiffer than fucking you'd ever believe.
You guys remember the movie Dallas Buyers Club?
Yes.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Great movies.
Another movie that was a kind of in your existence.
Yeah,
actually it is.
Yeah.
Actually, I am based on that guy.
The Texas
Which is
part.
A man who was straight, but was still punished by God
in
anyways.
Real life, he was actually gay, by the way.
In real life, he was
okay,
gay.
Okay, well, we're talking about the movie.
No,
the movie's based on
reality.
Me. a tough guy.
Not based on
a
you.
A tough guy from
it's
Texas.
Based on a gay guy they pretend you're not from Texas. You live there for a few years.
I am a tough guy from Texas.
You're not from Texas.
Who's being punished by God despite being straight. Despite being straight. Straight.
He is not straight.
He's a straight guy, and he's got a mustache.
Yeah, he accidentally got AIDS.
And he can get in shape for a movie when he needs to.
Anyway, how does that relate to dick pills that we're selling?
I don't know. You interrupted me. I had a point, and then you tried to...
Well, the point... Here's the bigger
point. Is like...
The only reason you know that guy's gay in real life is because you kissed him on the lips.
Yeah, so what? It was a mistake. Everyone's allowed to make a mistake.
Yeah.
And guess what? I don't care, actually.
Right, because you're morbidly obese, which cancels out the AIDS.
Uh-huh. No, it doesn't.
Yep.
And I'm regular obese.
I know, you would be morbidly obese.
And here's the thing.
If you didn't have AIDS.
No, I don't
That you
AIDS.
Got from that guy,
so
the
I'm
real
not,
life
hold
version
on,
of the
so
guy.
So I'm not morbidly obese. You said I would be in a scenario. So you're admitting I'm regular obese. Thank you, I'll take it. And even if you are obese and your cock can't get hard because of that, go to BlueChew.com to stiffen up your prick in ways you can barely imagine.
I'm mad you said that cause the movie's about me.
No, but he wasn't saying that you're the fucking
I was.
Matthew McConaughey.
I was.
He was saying you're the Jared Leto.
Oh, yeah, you're Jared Leto. No.
That's me.
No, you're not.
Nope.
No, you're Matthew McConaughey because he's gay.
No.
Jared Leto's trans.
Yeah.
That's not being gay. He's just a woman. She's a woman.
No, I'm just saying that.
At least not. Nick is gay, Nick not is a trans. Woman.
I'm going to go back and add the beep for that entire part. I'm going to beep out all your shit. So the only thing we hear is me saying, that movie's about me. And then you saying, that's right.
I haven't seen the movie, but I'm sure there's actually gayer guys than Matthew McConaughey, and actually that's who you are. Anyway, get your cock hard, man. Don't matter what movie you're watching, you're gay, you're straight, you're bi, you're pan. Fuck it, dude. You can get your dick hard and fuck a stick of butter with this kind of shit, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What's the thing if you only fuck smart people?
Sapiosexual.
Yeah, I'm that. So
Adam takes one and goes and it's to hard community because college.
Yeah, there's a bunch of like...
Fucks the professors.
Yeah, a bunch of simpletons. I can't have sex with simpletons because I'm a sapio.
You know,
yeah.
I'm starting
so
to
I take this pill and then I can have sex with anyone I want.
I'm reading this thing that says...
stupid.
No matter how... absolutely moronic.
Obesity could rob you of... I looked up what's the difference between morbid obesity and regular obesity.
Mm-hmm.
It says obesity could rob you of 20 years of health. Obesity knocks 20 years of good health off your life and can accelerate your death by 8 years.
Okay.
So, but how about instead of calling it robbing you of 20 years of your life, we refer to it as skipping to dessert.
I would love that. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
That's
fuck vegetables, dude.
Fuck middle age.
I'm getting right to the ice cream part of life, baby.
Yes, sir.
Right now I'm enjoying a fat steak. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to, in about 5 years' time, it's about to be tiramisu time.
So, you know, like, does it put in any disease into Google? It has its, like, fucking, like, the facts about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it says very common, more than 3 million cases per year, usually self-diagnosable.
Yeah. So anyway, the promo code?
Maybe you're having a heart attack.
No, it smells like fucking, like, burning... You smell that?
The only thing burning is the pussies that you're going to fucking
punish.
It
literally smells like fucking...
Or assholes or mouths with BlueChew.com.
What the fuck is that?
I really don't smell shit.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Are you honestly smelling
it? I'm not fucking kidding. It smells like
you're
burning.
Having a heart attack.
No, it would be a stroke, first of all.
Oh, a stroke.
Yeah, not burning hair per se, but like
toast?
Burning... No, not toast.
Thank God.
It's like some kind of burning chemical.
Maybe it's a trash?
It could be the trash, but I don't know. Whatever. All right, so BlueChew.com.
And promo code Cumtown or Cum120 or something.
Uh-huh.
Look, man, who fuck? Just figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Cumtown. Get your fucking penis stiff. How quickly does it take for a new shipment, Adam?
First of all, awkward in-person doctor information.
None of that.
You go online and there's no waiting in line at the pharmacy or any kind of interaction with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You go on there, you say what you have, you know, they do a quick screen, takes 5 minutes, you sign up, and if you go online there, you put the information in, and you're talking about just a couple of minutes, you give them a chat. And it works better than the other brands because it's chewable.
So it can work
up to twice as fast.
That's how it gets.
And you can take them on an empty stomach or a full stomach, and you get prescribed online easily, and it ships to your door in discreet packaging.
Wow.
So these are all things that are put them in the plus column, and Blue Chew gives you, they're made in the USA in case you're an anti-free trade guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a trade protectionist.
Here's your deal. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Thanks, dude.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You want to continue? Sorry.
Oh, no. I'm sort of just thinking about how cool that is.
That is really cool, Adam.
It's really cool, dude.
You're a cool guy, man.
You're so cool.
I appreciate it.
No, hold on. I mean it, dude. You're cool.
I appreciate you saying that. What?
Psych!
Okay.
Oh, shit.
How are you going to psych me like
that? Yeah,
In front of the fans?
I got it.
In front of the listeners?
Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code Cumtown. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Cumtown, Cumtown.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm literally re-signing up right now to get more dick pills. For my soft
Can you get 30 a month?
It costs like, yeah.
How much does that
like,
cost?
I don't know, like $90.
All right. I'll pay well any spent. Price. I mean, like we said, this is like a lifestyle brand. So it's like you wake up, you have it with your vitamins in the morning.
Oh, yeah. You, that shit, you take it every day.
The Cialis one lasts 36 hours, they say, I think.
Yeah, it's the weekender, baby.
So, yeah, you could take that on a Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Are you still smelling shit?
Yeah.
I'm not smelling shit, dude.
It might just be the trash.
I think it's probably the trash. And by the way, come see me on tour, stavi.biz/tour.
It smells like burning, like, wax or, like, some kind of, like, burning.
Interesting.
I'm not getting that.
I'm but coming Stav to Milwaukee, Chicago.
Kind of stuffed up right now.
Burning vinyl or something.
Providence, yeah, Texas, Dallas, D.C., Tucson, Phoenix.
The Dallas Penis Club.
Dublin and the UK, London.
I'm starting a club.
I'm starting a club.
Hillary.
The Dallas Penis Club.
Mom, good news. I met a guy named Jeppy, and he's taking me on his airplane to meet the president.
Hillary.
Jeppy.
Hillary, I'm trying something new.
Oh, no.
Hillary, I got a new
Why don't we see how their penises taste?
Maybe I'm gay, but I'm gay for retards. You know, we extended our lives by raping children. Maybe we can make ourselves happier by raping the mentally disabled.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Honestly, they probably have tried it. If you're a pedophile, why not? Like, at that point.
Yeah.
You've crossed the Rubicon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting a club here in Dallas where I wish I could do Matthew McConaughey.
We're starting.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah, of course. Everyone goes, all right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
I love when I say I wish I could do a guy, and then you immediately take a stab at it, and it's just
all right,
just
all
bricking
right,
it
right.
In the off chance,
just airballing it
in the off chance he could do it though. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, I'm gonna get
he
one.
Bricks, yeah,
I'm gonna get one,
no,
dude.
Never.
You know,
never.
Wayne Gretzky said that.
He never said that.
If you take, if
he
you
never
you
said
take
that.
An, that's actually, it's,
if you take enough shots,
your pussy gets stuck.
You're gonna misattribute to Wayne Gretzky.
You're gonna fuck once.
It's actually
a while.
Wayne Brady that said that.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And he said,
"Is Wayne Brady gonna have to choke a bitch?"
Yeah.
Or Chappelle's show.
You know, he he's got a new fucking he's got
penis.
A show.
And a brand new penis.
He's got a brand new penis.
He went to the Dallas Penis Club.
He went to the Dallas Penis Club. Mm-hmm. He's got a show. Let's
These
make
guys
deal.
Just need penises.
They just need cocks. Oh, I love. I gotta give them some cocks.
Let me ask you something. What is? How does he sound?
Let me ask you something.
The problem. Anybody that's from Texas, you can just do a Texas accent, but it's like almost fucking impossible to do the actual guy.
So just do the accent, man.
Why?
To take for right now.
No. No.
Okay.
I can do some impressions.
No,
you can't.
Do one.
Owen Wilson?
Oh, my God. What are you going to say? You
wow.
Wow.
Look, if you're just doing the impression that everybody
else
fucking does, it doesn't count.
You have to do a different
word.
There
was a guy, and I don't want to shit on him because I like the guy, and he's a nice guy, but there was a guy that would do a Chris Walken impression on stage.
Yeah.
And then eventually, he would just do his entire act as Christopher Walken.
Frank Caliendo,
he would throw in Denzel, too.
Who?
No, different guy.
You don't know this guy.
No, we're thinking about the guy that only does Denzel.
There's a guy in Baltimore, and again, I don't want to shit on him either. I fuck with him. No, that's a different guy.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many comics that just do
There's
Denzel
a guy that just does Denzel,
Walken.
Obama, and...
It's awesome, dude.
Yeah, if you can only do Christopher Walken, you can't do voices.
Yeah, and you're not doing Christopher Walken, you're doing Jay Moore doing Christopher Walken.
Yeah, that's fine. Some of them are like, you know, like Bill Cosby. It's almost for the further away from Bill Cosby you are, the funnier it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't even remember what the real Bill Cosby sounds
like. I'm Bill Cosby, especially now that he's been out
in jail for
I was at a restaurant
They
with
took
my
him out
wife.
Of the public eye before having rapes.
He, first of all, did you
for
see...
Doing he puts his penis out.
Give
put
him
it
a little
into,
bit of Spanish fly.
You go ahead and beat her up and slap her on the face. You rip your pants off and shove your cock into her pussy. Well, there is often time when a bitch doesn't want to get fucked in the pussy, and what you gotta do is you gotta set the record straight, you see.
Thank you, Mr. Cosby. Can I tell you the darndest thing?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Well, we're doing a show called Women Say the Darndest Things.
You raped me in the dressing room. Oh, Paul, can you believe what she said? She's great. And you all saw a tear on TV. She's crazy.
Every episode is that.
Everyone's like, woo!
It turns out she's mentally retarded.
Cosby issued a statement after Eddie Murphy made fun of him on SNL, and he called him a slave to Hollywood.
You know what you are, Eddie?
Did you watch it?
You're a whereas I stood up for myself and I took what I wanted.
But it's like, who is asking a fucking rapist in jail what he thinks of something?
He gets SNL in jail?
I guess.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
That is pretty cool.
He's also allowed to rape in there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Have you seen anything with like what Epstein's setup was when he actually did that 13 months in Palm Beach?
No.
Well, he got to go to work every day.
Well, he set up a company that did not exist until he was sentenced. And then there was no work. It's a fake company that was created just while he was in prison.
It's just an office for him to go to?
It was an office for him to go to, and then they had to like bring prison guards, and he just paid fucking $500,000 basically to like. And then he could have people over whenever he wanted. He would, like, schedule business meetings. Yeah.
In jail?
In jail.
Damn, dude.
It's so sick.
What How come him? I don't get a setup like that? I'll tell you why. It's because Epstein, Weinstein, all of these guys are... And if I was just maybe one of those types of fellas, I would have gotten away with it.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Oh man, we haven't dropped that yet.
Well,
47 minutes into the episode. That's a new record.
They have to re-review my
medical
chart.
How do you know how far into the episode it is? No. We started exactly at 5.
I think so.
I was going to say, because you almost nailed it. I was going to say that.
Where are we at?
Impressive.
I thought we started around 5.
Whatever the time version of Dead Reckoning is.
What's Dead Reckoning?
I have an internal clock. It's perfect.
Dead Reckoning is where you kind of like know which direction you're heading.
Oh, yeah. I do not have that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a masculine trait, actually, to have. Yeah.
So what, bitch? What are you trying to say?
I know which direction I'm faced right now.
Bitch? By the way, I just slapped at him, and he did nothing. Because I'm a masculine man.
No, I didn't flinch.
And he's feminine.
I didn't flinch.
You're a nerd, Harry. I'm a what?
Fuck.
There's really no application for that one.
No. It doesn't come up. It'll never come up.
There's no place for it. It's just like, let's listen to that again.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ecuadorian Christmas, huh?
Yeah, I can't wait, bro.
What do they got? Fucking, what kind of food?
Flan, probably. I don't know what they...
fuck with flan.
Actually, I have relatives from Ecuador.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I have cousins.
No, you don't.
They're Jews from Quito.
Silence!
I do. I seriously do.
Ecuador? Yeah, I wonder what they were doing over in Ecuador.
They owned, I think, like a zipper factory.
Yeah. And I'm sure they treated their workers really nicely.
Some sort of textile situation.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure they treated their workers great.
It's a country where it's all Hispanic people. And you can treat them however you
They're
like.
They're great workers.
Great workers. They don't know how much things cost.
They work very hard.
Yeah, it was the trash.
It was the trash.
Now that I moved the trash, it's gone away.
Oh, good.
Damn, I'm glad you're not having a stroke.
Yeah. That'd be so funny if you died during the show.
Heart attack would rule. Well, no one would hear it because neither of you know how to upload the episode.
Yeah, but if you get the SD card out.
We'd figure it out.
I have a kill switch. I have a kill switch that kills both of you.
What we would do is take the SD card and auction it off to the biggest fucking loser.
Oh, my God. We'd make probably...
The last episode of Cumtown ever.
$250,000, probably minimum.
$500 because everyone's poor.
Yeah, everyone's poor. But they could all pool their money.
That's true.
For the episode where Nick dies.
Yeah. Yeah, if Nick died, I guess we just keep the Patreon going and hope no one would notice that that their cards keep getting charged. And we'd probably
get a good 20% of them wouldn't notice.
We'd probably get a couple nice months out of that.
Yeah, it's the Planet Fitness business model, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like people just forget
that
they
subscribe.
I mean,
you know damn well you would just continue doing the show without me.
No way.
100%. There no may be, way, Nick. There would be maybe a 3-week break.
No, at least five.
It would.
Yeah, four.
Yeah, you'd go
maybe.
To Greece and Hershey Park.
Yeah, I would. In that order.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd talk to some publishers about my book, My Friend Nick.
Yeah, which Adam has ready to publish.
It's
at any
already
moment.
Written at this point. It's about how I was the best. I was the best friend to him. And I was such a good guy. And it's mainly about me.
You had a secret relationship that he didn't like to tell people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. I don't care.
About all of our activities.
I'd be dead at that point.
Yeah, when you're dead, who cares?
You'd be dead. Yeah, I would lie a ton about you.
I'd be going around scaring Hispanic people. Boo!
No!
Yep.
No, they're like, not scared of ghosts. They love ghosts because it's their dead relatives.
Some guys is another ghost is like, hey, man, if you keep doing that shit, you're not going to get into heaven. I'm like... Pal, where do you think I am right now? I'm at Home Depot.
No.
Surrounded by the things I love, scaring the people I hate.
Now, if you'll excuse me, there's a quinceañera four blocks away.
There's a quince that I got to mosey on over to. Boo that place up.
You see that movie Coco?
Coco wrecked me emotionally, bro.
I watched it on a plane, and
strange.
I audibly cried.
Oh, I
bawled. Like,
not
dude,
Miguel.
So embarrassing.
Not Miguel. Please don't call me. Please don't call me. Don't tell me about it. Please don't call me. I don't want to know about the ghost.
Yeah. You're something strange. You're soft as a dick. Who are you going to call? My penis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gay. My dick is small. Please fuck my ass out. My dick is small. Please fuck my ass.
I'm so afraid of ghost boosting.
I am afraid of ghost busting.
I cannot wait to ghost boost.
Yeah. What I'm doing for Christmas, Adam.
You're watching Hoop?
Yes, but Christmas Eve, me, my brother, my good buddy George, mm-hmm. we're going to see Star Wars on the mushrooms.
I'm the only good God-fearing Christian on this show.
I didn't see the last Star Wars, and I probably won't see this
it
one.
Doesn't, I'll you probably don't need see to, it. You don't need to fucking
There's no reason. I mean, just seeing people fucking have meltdowns about it. Did you see that bitch saying she was on the ground wailing in pain?
Why?
Crying at the misogyny
the
of Star
bad.
Wars.
Oh, that yeah. makes me want to see it, though.
Yeah.
It's probably funny.
I saw the
Andrew
first,
Dice Clay.
I saw the first
star,
one
as Luke.
I saw the first Dude. Ones of these ones, and it's like, and like you know,
it was the same movie.
It seems like it. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like
it's
it was
the exact
fun.
Same movie.
It hit all the notes. It was like a better sequel than the prequels were.
Yeah,
but the prequels.
No way. The prequels.
I like the third one.
But for the prequels, for as gay and shitty as Sith. They were at least like trying to do something different.
Yeah.
It's like okay, we're gonna just go do something weird.
Yeah.
And hope that we can create a different kind of like fun than the originals mm-hmm. were. And it missed the mark entirely.
Yeah. They're talking about midichlorians. Yeah. George Lucas wanted to make this one before Disney bought it. He wanted to like explain the science of the Force. Mm-hmm. It's like no one gives a fuck, you dumb
I was
asshole.
Funny. I was thinking about like the other day about how like if you had never heard of Scientology, it would just sound like something like some black guy was saying at the bus stop while giving advice. He's like, you know, man, because you got to think about the Scientology of things.
You got to clear your thetans out, brother.
You got to stop thinking like an OG, start thinking like an OT.
Yes.
You know, man. Look, it's no, player. I'm talking about computers.
There's an alien Xenu.
Yeah, we're going to hook your ass up to computers, man. This ain't about some old school religious shit. We got new. You put your hands on these tubes.
These cans.
What are they called?
Yeah. And then I got a car battery. Look it. There go your levels. It's like you're just, it's a guy holding two extension cords plugged into a TR-808. I don't have the effects on the
dun,
board.
Dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm. It's gone. Boom. I'm gay.
Sucking on the dick. Sucking on the balls. I'm the dick sucking guy. And I'm drunk on alcohol. I don't know. I don't know.
It doesn't matter,
it
man.
It doesn't matter.
Who fucking cares?
Who gives a shit?
Dude, Jesus.
I don't give a shit. That's
Jesus can suck
sure.
my little penis. First of all,
How am I the only good God-fearing
first of all, brother,
live and let live
I don't mean
Christian
to, I don't mean
show.
To break nothing to you, but Christmas happens to be during a fucking pagan holiday.
Okay.
Jesus was actually
wow.
born at a different time of the
so
year.
So I'm the only God-fearing Christian.
It was
on
like
this
a Roman
show.
Gay sex festival that they turned into Christmas.
What's wrong with that, dude?
That's cool. If it was a gay sex festival, I'd be like, okay, that sounds kind of nice.
So you're not into Christmas because it's pagan.
I know. They stole the pagan stuff.
The HF festival, it's the
gay sex
festival. Gay sex festival.
And Jimmy's Chicken Shack is at both.
Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne. Jimmy Eat World. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Billy Idol.
R.E.M. Smashing Pumpkins.
I saw Billy Idol Gin at Blossoms. HF Festival.
Billy Did Idol you? Rocks, yeah. dude.
No, I can smell that shit again. The fuck?
I don't smell it, dude.
Okay, I understand you guys don't smell it, but there's something that smells bad.
With a hard-ass dick, I got fucked.
With a man's penis,
I got fucked. Is it your armpits? Fucked.
No, that just smells like regular body odor.
Mm-hmm. Which you admit you have. Gotcha, bitch.
Sometimes. If I don't shower for a couple days, I mean, but it's like, you know.
My balls smell if I don't
Your
do
balls it. Are ripe.
Adam's tiny balls.
They're not small.
You do have little
don't
balls.
Don't say that on the show.
Dude, that's reality, man.
That's not
You don't
true.
Have to hide from
I
it.
I just have a long scrotum.
You have tiny little dense balls.
They're not small balls.
Yes, they really
They're
are.
Regular size testicles.
They're not regular.
Small balls.
All right, take your nut out right now.
I literally will, dude.
All right.
Hold on.
How is it?
How are you doing that without even moving your body?
Yeah. What is that? One testicle?
That's one nut. It's pretty big.
That is pretty big.
Thank
actually,
you.
That's smaller than I thought your
no.
nuts were.
No, you thought his nuts were smaller?
I thought your nuts were bigger than that.
It's pretty big. Because
we were on that boat together.
It's
I mean,
one
that's,
nut.
That's not a small nut, but yeah.
Thank you. Adam, pull your nut out.
All right, one sec.
All right, I guess we're all pulling our nuts out.
This is normal size.
No, you're squeezing it.
I'm not squeezing it. This is my left testicle.
That's one little ball.
It's not little. Stop it.
That's one little
Let's
ball.
Let's see Nick's
It's
nut.
Wider than I thought it was.
And one ball is bigger, right?
Yours is bigger. Are they?
I no. think one hangs lower.
That's a nice nut.
We have the same. We all have the same.
No.
We all have the same.
Nick's is pinker.
Nick's
Nick
was
has the
pinker.
Pinkest dick. You have
mine
the
was a little. Mine
Definitely
was kind of yellow.
Yeah, yours.
Mine is gangrenous.
Your nut needs some work, dude.
I'm not. But the color of your nuts indicates health. Healthful.
Mine are definitely too red.
You're
yeah,
red.
Red.
You're
red.
Irish.
Your balls were red. Dude.
You're Irish. Your
no,
genitals
no,
are red.
It's just I've gotten older and they've gotten red.
They get
like
redder.
An old man's nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a baboon would be.
Yeah. It's a sign of dominance.
It really is very funny. I mean, every time I go into like a YMCA to see an old man naked.
Yeah.
Just to see what their genitals
Honestly,
look like.
Adam, I'm not convinced that wasn't both your nuts squeezed together.
Dude, that was my left nut.
That
bro.
Was both your nuts squeezed together.
Dude. Stop.
Yeah, pull them both out, man.
You want to see both my nuts?
Let me see them both.
All right, I got to twist my dick underneath my nuts.
Yeah, everybody had. That's the way
that's
you do
the
it.
Way you pull your balls
I know,
out, man.
But it's just acrobatic.
Unzip.
These are both. These are
those
both
are
balls.
Some tiny nuts. Yeah. In
they're
tandem.
Not small.
In tandem, small those nuts. Are small as shit.
No, they're not.
You finessed it to make it look bigger. Together, those are little nuts.
How did I didn't finesse anything?
You
I just
did.
Showed you the left one.
I don't know how
one.
You did it. I don't know what kind of tricks you
how
did.
How is it possible that the left one is a
you
big...
were squeezing hard.
How do you squeeze? It's you can't squeeze it to be bigger.
It's okay that you have little nuts.
I don't have small nuts.
It's okay that
and
you have
I
nuts.
Do ropes. You know I do ropes.
I that's not what I hear.
You know I blast rope.
That's honestly not what I hear.
No, come on. I'm Peter North vibes.
That actually has nothing to do with your nuts. It's more yeah. your prostate and your
yeah.
It's your ass.
Yeah, it's what's going on in your ass.
It comes from my ass.
So Adam
well, that's
gets
fun.
Adam's getting his prostate just straight up massaged.
Yeah,
and that, like,
actually,
yeah,
you know what? You're right. You
I,
do.
Yeah, I put out loads. Sometimes before I even come, they're just being squeezed out of me somehow.
I don't know what it is, but somehow it's as if I'm being milked.
A little drip. A little cock drip.
I don't understand how that works.
Well, listen, everyone. If you're listening right now and you have a group of friends, mm-hmm. pull uh-huh. out your nuts. That's the Cumtown Christmas tradition. On Jesus' birthday, make sure you know who's got the biggest nuts in your crew, who's got red nuts.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's a community thing.
Yeah.
It's no. It go get that checked out, Nick. Go get your red
nuts
checked
out. No, it's just in
out.
The winter, I guess. I don't know. You know what? No, but I definitely remember not having red nuts.
Yeah, they were red.
They definitely,
dude.
They shrunk and they turned red at some point.
My shits stay plump and they stay nice and tan.
You know, honestly, I do think it is from, like, I started wearing, like, compression. Like
I'm wearing briefs right
all
now.
All the time. Well, I used to just wear...
briefs.
Yeah.
I wear boxer briefs, and then I got into, like... And that was also when I found that fucking cyst on one of my nuts. I kept my shit jammed up
that.
For, like,
oh, yeah,
a fucking...
Yeah,
you
were scared.
Yeah, you were...
I
that
forgot
was a real
about
scare.
That. Yeah, I think it fucked my shit up to have compressed nuts all
probably.
The time.
Probably.
Yeah.
You gotta let those boys breathe.
Well, I don't know. Who gives a shit, right?
Who really cares?
Honestly, red is a power move. You pull those nuts out, and they're bright beet red. Like it'll baboon. Scare a bitch, dude. Yeah. And that'll get her to sucking quick.
You see, what you gotta do is you gotta get your nuts
bright red.
Bright red to scare a bitch.
It's fight or flight at that point, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either she runs or she starts fighting, which is sucking your dick. What are you looking at? Huh? Tell me.
A text message.
From who?
From my neighbor.
Do you want to have sex with them?
No, you know my name.
With a hard-ass dick.
I want more. Penis.
When it comes to cock, I want more.
Oh, yeah. You know, I miss having a Christmas tree. I haven't done anything like that in a while. Maybe next year.
I love Christmas trees. They make your house smell really nice.
You never had one.
No, but I've been in a house with a Christmas tree. It smells nice. I kind of might do it next year. Maybe wow. I'll just start celebrating Christmas.
They smell nice.
Christmas is so nice, dude. I've been jealous of it my whole life. Everyone seemed so happy. Like, in my neighborhood, I'd see, like, kids riding their new bike. Just the thought of going to bed, and in the morning, you wake up, and you have presents.
It was awesome.
It's incredible. It must be the most exciting
it really is.
Feeling in the world. Like,
it was such
kid.
A part of my childhood, I cannot believe you never experienced
it's
that.
It's so sad. I was so fucking sad and depressed.
Yeah.
My entire, like, upbringing. I wanted Santa to be real.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even have Santa.
Did you break it to the Christians that he wasn't?
Once I found out, of course I said. I was like, you know your parents are lying to you, you fucking faggots. You fucking sheep.
Hell yeah,
fucking
dude.
Idiot. You live in an apartment. How would he even get in?
What's the best present you ever got for Hanukkah?
I never got any good presents. I'm pretty sure my parents stole all of my... They'd like write me a check and then they'd be like, all right, we'll put it in your bank account.
Mm.
And I never saw that shit.
Nah, dude. That went right up your dad's ass.
I don't know where my bar met. I didn't get very much money, but yeah. Some of my friends cleaned up.
Yeah.
My friend David had his bar mitzvah at the Four Seasons, and he got his mom to rent him a white tuxedo with tails and white bow tie.
Sounds pretty cool.
Fuck, dude.
Insane, bro.
I wonder what my best present ever was.
GameCube. I remember getting Super Nintendo, and my dad said, I need you to help me get something out of the trunk. And I opened the trunk and I saw the Super Nintendo and I flipped.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How did you see it under all those barrels of lube?
Your dad forgot that was in there and he's like, oh, yeah, it's for you. And then, like 13 hours later, him quietly deleting a Craigslist post about like looking for a couple of fellas to come over to play Super Nintendo.
Play some Donkey Kong.
Play with pants off.
My
just
dad.
Like a couple of boys
just
having a sleepover.
Boys. Nothing gay.
Yeah, nothing gay.
Some jacking off.
Maybe later we discover pornography together and have a group wank.
He did actually legitimately get addicted to my Super NES.
Really? What was he playing?
Mario.
No. What was the girls game for Mario?
Yeah, girl.
Mario
princess,
girls.
Princess.
Well, I also used to have Mario Paint. I used to make beats on there. You can make songs.
Yeah, sure you did. You made beats. You weren't just drawing pictures of yourself as a girl.
No, I wasn't.
Trying to figure out how to play Hava Nagila on Mario Paint doesn't count as making
no,
beats.
I
making
made
little,
songs.
Yeah, I love it. He's just like playing some gay game where he makes little gay-ass music. And he's
no.
like, yeah, I made beats. I was black. I was a black kid making rap music. Not playing something.
You know about how I feel about hip hop culture, dude.
You don't like it.
It's
yeah,
part.
You
it's,
don't like it.
No,
you hate
it's
it.
You're
trying to run it out of bedside.
It's been coursing through my veins.
Stop listening to it. It's too loud. Stop it with the hip hop.
Have you ever seen Fiddler on the Roof?
Of course.
Is it good?
It's kind of tight, actually. I kind of like musicals, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about Diddler on the Tooth? And he's mm-hmm. like, maybe try not biting my penis so much. The kid's like, I don't want to do this.
I guess we'll have somebody else be an iCarly then.
If I was a rich man, I would have my own island where I could do whatever I want. If I had all the money in the world.
That's very good.
I would rape a bunch of little girls. If I were a rich man, Bill Clinton would come to my house on the island.
We would be friends. I would be friends with Bill Gates and Bill Clinton if I was
Kevin,
a rich man.
Kevin Spacey and Harvey Weinstein. Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz.
Fuck, dude. Yeah.
And it's true because it's Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Jewish movie.
It's, no, it worked well.
It's funny and it's true.
That's what's beautiful. That's the best kind of comedy.
Yeah.
You're speaking truth to power.
Let me find the sound clip I want.
No worries, man. Yeah, keep looking.
Nick's going to dig in the crate for some clips.
Damn. Have you ever experienced a Christmas? Did you ever
date
a Christian?
I dated a girl who lived like in northern suburbs, Chicago, and had my first Christmas there.
In Chi-Town?
Yeah, and like, but like John Hughes vibes. Like
find it, but it's the episode where they go to
Lake Forest.
They
Illinois.
Go to fucking Thomas Edison's the Thomas Edison Museum, and the tour guide is like, "Here's a question for you, folks: how many geniuses does it take to invent a light bulb?"
Mm-hmm.
Just one, Thomas Edison. And then the crowd's like, "Oh!" And then you know, like with the banter or whatever, some lady goes, "It's funny, and it's true too. It's funny and true." It's funny and it's true too. I used to love that shit where they would do like crowd reactions.
The
and
crowd reactions were great.
Slide like some dumb lines
so
in
good.
There.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's doing the finger thing. The finger thing pays taxes.
Oh fuck, dude. R.I.P. Even though it's still going.
Mm-hmm.
My dick.
I watched a clip from Cats the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to Jeffrey Epstein kind of looks like one of the cats.
Mm.
So I made some dumb joke about it, but I've never seen Cats. I just remember. Do you remember the fucking like infomercials they had, or like the commercials they had for the Cats, the film version of the Cats musical that used to be on TV?
I do not.
They used to play them all the time. It was like, you know, call now and you can get, you know, whatever.
It was like PBS if you donate or something.
And they would just play an excerpt from the Magical Mr. Mistopheles song. So that's the only thing I ever knew about Cats was that there was a character named the Magical Mr. Mistopheles.
I actually knew that. So maybe in my subconscious, I know about this commercial.
So I watched the clip of that song and good Lord, just fucking of all the theaters that have been shot up, none of them have been at Cats.
Dude, I wanted to see Cats live. I kept trying to get you guys to go to Broadway with me.
It's awful.
That's why I wanted
to
go.
It's fucking
I
awful.
Love things that are
bad.
Where
are we going to take Molly and
it's,
go?
To take mushrooms and
it's
go.
Fucking yeah. It is awful.
But only people that
it
love
it really
that
just
that
pissed
me
off watching it.
I would go see a Broadway musical.
Yeah.
Just the boys, yeah.
It's funny. It's weird.
I've never been to one.
It's weird because if I really think about it, it does bother me on a visceral level. And it's weird because I'm sure, and this is just going to sound gay in a different way. Yeah, no, it is. It's literally probably like just some kind of like homophobia.
Yeah.
It's that it's so fucking gay, it bothers me. But it's like if I just saw two gay guys like fucking each other or holding hands, I would be like, okay.
That's honest.
You'd get hard.
No. That's honest gayness.
Well, there's just
They're good, hardworking homosexuals.
There's something about Cats that just fucking pisses me off.
But it's not even made by a gay guy.
And I don't even, it's weird. It's
Andrew Lloyd Webber. He's not gay.
That guy's definitely gay, dude. He wrote too many musicals to be straight.
I'm gonna play this clip,
yeah.
And let's see if you don't. I don't know what it is because it's insane to me. Because I don't think that I'm like I'm homophobic in the sense that I make gay jokes all the time.
Right.
But I'm not homophobic in the sense that like I have a problem with gay people or that anything they do bothers me, except when they do the musical Cats.
Yep.
And I don't know.
Dude, you're telling me this guy's face is not, this is not the face of a homosexual?
No, he was married to that lady that was in his place, Sarah something.
Come on, dude. Are you fucking joking?
Yeah, don't judge a book.
Look at his body, dude.
Don't judge a book by its cover, Sav.
No, that's a man that likes getting fucked in the ass.
No, that's
there's
a man
nothing wrong with that.
That's a
but
man
he
who's,
is that.
I mean, he's in the theater. Maybe he does it all, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Maybe he's bi.
Well, it starts off and there's a gay cat like fucking like, ooh, who's ready for some magic? You know? And it's already terrible. And then they bring out the magical Mr. Mistopheles, yeah, who's somehow even gayer than the first guy. Look at that. Look, there's cats and they're like kissing each other. They're having simulated cat sex.
Are they singing that song Midnight from Cats? It's a good song.
I don't know, man. There's something about his face.
You ought to ask magical Mr. Mistopheles, the original conjuring cat. There can be no doubt about that. Please, listen to me.
Okay.
And don't scoff. All his inventions are off his own bat.
Nice.
Rhyme. There's no such cat in the metropolis. He holds all the patent monopolies for performing surprising illusions.
What's gay about this?
This is not Mr. Mistopheles.
He's introducing Mr. Mistopheles. This is pretty straight to me so far.
The greatest magicians have something to learn from Mr. Mistopheles.
Isn't that cool?
And we all say,
I'm vibing with this right now.
This song is good.
We should have seen Cats on Broadway, dude.
He's quiet, he's small, he is black.
Wait, do it widescreen? Do it through the landscape?
Turn your phone.
It doesn't unless you blow it up, but...
Damn, I'm going to go watch that.
You know, Andy's a magician. It's not enough that he's a fucking cat. He's got to be a magician,
well, that's
too.
That's what this play is about. It's about cats with jobs and stuff, right? They do like, it's like a town all of full
wait,
of cats.
I thought he had like a... I thought I he was like the head of the about. Cat. He had like...
It's wrong.
It's wrong for cats to do magic.
Wrong. I'll be watching
it's
Rent.
It's against God.
I'll be watching Rent while you guys just...
Rent fucking sucks, dude. No. Rent is not... Cats is a lot cooler.
You're getting a FaceTime.
No, that sucks.
Yeah.
There's something to...
I was vibing with that, dude.
That song rocked.
I want to go see that shit, dude.
Now, that's the thing that would bother me as a kid. It's embarrassing. It's fucking embarrassing.
Yeah. It is.
Why is it embarrassing?
Nick
for
is
who?
Horny. First of all, we know what it
I'm
is.
I'm not
this
horny.
Is how Nick... I know. I've seen Nick get like this only once before, and it was about Billie Eilish. About how you're like, she fucking sucks.
No, he didn't get like this.
No. This is,
you got mad
I don't,
at
first
it.
Of all, I don't think Billie Eilish sucks. I didn't get
that's,
mad at
that's
it.
Not
I mean,
her
not
name,
that she sucks. It's like, and you, there's nothing to distinguish Billie Eilish's music. I don't understand why it's like...
super popular.
Super popular, right. It's completely different. Yeah. But yeah, I don't... No, this sucks. It's like one of those things where if I saw it as a kid, I would be like, just stop. Like, stop. I'm embarrassed. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, you used to like
I do
watch,
know what you mean.
You would watch TV and you would see somebody do something like fucking like, I'm gonna like prove, I'm gonna like ask like Marianne out in front of the whole school. And you're like, just stop. Just don't. Yeah. That shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean? That whatever that feeling was, yeah, where you get like secondhand.
It's,
almost,
it's literal. I mean, this word has been ruined by the internet, but it's cringing.
It is. It's yeah. Fucking cringe word.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I get that a lot. I'm nervous for someone.
Mm-hmm.
But that, not I didn't get that at all from the Mr. Mistopheles clip. What I got was wonder and merriment. And honestly, I was interested to see Mr. Mistopheles.
Yeah, I kind of want to see him. Can we see him? Can you finish playing that song?
Yeah, we'll watch that, the rest of this.
Let's watch awesome. The rest of this, and then we'll say Merry Christmas.
Just fucking, no, yeah. This is going to end with us watching the entire musical.
I kind of want to see what happens.
It's gay, right? Let's watch it again.
I know one song from Cats that's very good.
Yeah.
He's equally cunning with dice. He's always deceiving you into believing that he's only hunting
for mice. Dude, Mr. Mistopheles is so cool. He gets
this isn't, you don't know
that's,
who
he's introing Mr.
That's what I mean. That's how someone.
Yeah,
that's how cool he
that's
is.
That's Rum Tum Tugger. That's
Rum
not
Tum
Mr.
Tugger is pretty cool. And that's how cool Mr. Mistopheles is. I'm about to go home and watch.
He's touching his balls.
I want to see him. Cats do that. They lick their genitals.
He really is.
Let's see him. Here he is. That's it.
Hell yes, dude. Hell yes, dude.
This shit's good.
Yes, this motherfucker's got a light up. Oh, shit.
Wow, he does lightning, bro.
Dude, okay, I see what you mean. Sick. This is incredibly homosexual right now, yes. But in a good way.
Oh, my man has lightning.
This is what being gay is, then sign me up, bro.
Dude, I fuck with Mr. Mistopheles. What the fuck? He's a superhero. He's got lightning, dude.
So he doesn't even sing his own song?
He's not talking?
No, this other guy sings his song while he dances around like that.
Does he ever sing?
Damn, we really should have seen this on fucking...
I told you, dude. I wanted to see Cash.
Dude, hell yes, dude.
That's a power move. You don't speak. You just have a fucking guy that sings for you. Who probably sucks your dick also. He probably gets head from Rum Tum Tugger. Please kiss. Right out of a hand.
And we all say, oh, well, he makes a rainbow.
No, it's a ribbon dance.
Yeah, a rainbow ribbon.
I love him, dude.
It's cool. Yeah, that's like
no,
rhythmic,
you can't pet any of these
gymnastics.
Cats. They're not real cats.
I was hoping Mr. Mistopheles was fat.
What if I started doing that?
A green guy. I thought it was gonna be you.
Yeah, honestly, what if I was hoping it was a fat cat.
M I S T O U F L O U S.
Kyrios Mistopheles. Didn't we do that riff on a live show? Actually,
maybe.
That was good. Whatever it was,
Mistopheles.
We should have kept recording those, man.
Yeah.
Anyway,
folks,
so that's Christmas.
That's the Christmas episode.
We pulled our nuts out.
Our nuts out.
Maybe we should, on principle, go see Cats.
Yes.
The movie. So down.
You know what? I could go tonight.
I have to. I told you, I'm making latkes. I invited both of you.
Shut up.
We could go...
Shut up about your latkes.
I thought it would be fun.
We'll go see Cats, and then we'll go to Veselka and get potato pancakes.
I'm trying to do all the holidays. I'm doing Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa.
You're doing Kwanzaa?
Matt, I didn't think about it until afterwards, but the Jersey City shooting, to be like, wow, I guess some people do celebrate Kwanzaa anyway.
Come on, bro.
Well, I didn't know people actually celebrated Kwanzaa.
I'm actually...
Maybe we can see Cats on Thursday.
I'm actually... On Thursday, I'm down.
Before we record.
Yeah, that sounds great. All right, we could do a full Cats episode for the Patreon.
Yeah,
I just want to say that I'm going to be trying to squash this beef between the Black Israelites and the Orthodox Jews.
Nice.
Yeah, you're the guy to do that.
Yep, we're gonna have a hit. We're gonna have a hip hop summit.
Like, bro, general. Mario Paint. When I was
we're gonna be having a hip hop summit. The Orthodox Jews, the Black Israelites.
You're gonna play them your beats, and it's just like it's like. Adam isn't gay. Adam
no,
isn't
I have
gay.
Like a I have a prepared motivational speech that I do at like community colleges, elementary schools about how I grew up in rough circumstances, did every drug, sucked every dick, and now I got my life together.
It was wild when they brought those guys and sucked dick teeth and they just paraded those guys in front of you and like don't end up like these
don't
fucking losers.
Like, no, but now he's okay. So listen, you don't want to be like him.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
come see.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. The next Funny Moms is what? The 10th?
Next month? Yeah.
I'm sorry. The 13th. The next Fat Tuesdays is on the 7th. And like I said, I'm all over the place. Milwaukee, Appleton, Chicago, Providence, Texas, fucking DC Draft House, Tucson. And then London and fucking Dublin. And those tickets are on sale. Stavi.biz. Yes, dude. Take us out, Mr. Mephistopheles.
Let's hear some
behind
more.
The scenes. I want to hear what these people sound
no,
like.
No, I want to hear Mr. Mephistopheles sing.
I'm gonna...
Nick loves it.
Damn, dude.
You love Cats. Let's go see it on Thursday.
is it anywhere on... I want to see it on Broadway, dude.
Yeah, the movie probably... The movie probably regular sucks.
Yeah, that's true. It's probably way better to see it on
All right,
Netflix.
Folks.
All right,
we'll
bye.
We'll see ya.